Good morning, WOLX.
Hey, good morning. It's Brett Michaels for Jim and Terry.
Oh, my God. I hear the voice.
We got the voice, Terry.
It's the real Brett Michaels.
Wow.
How are you?
Oh, my gosh. We are great, Brett. How are you?
I am doing awesome. I cannot wait to see you. We're going to have a hell of a great party.
Well, I have to tell you, I am just reading about a couple of your recent shows, and boy, you are getting tons of love. They are basically calling you a shining star in your own Unbroken tour. So how does that feel when you see that?
Well, first of all, thank you. And for those that are writing it, I love it. I've got to go on record. I need to say this. I'm as passionate and energetic and as excited to go on stage now as when I very first started my career. And I'm just fortunate enough to have three generations of awesome fans. But I work really hard on, besides playing all the Poison hits, mixing it with all the new Brett Michaels stuff, I hit that stage. And I want it to be this positive, high-energy, just awesome party with good songs. I just want people to have an amazing night.
Oh, man. Jim, are you ready for this?
I am so ready to see Brett. How many shows are you averaging these days, Brett? It's incredible. How many are you doing these days?
You know what? I haven't counted them up officially, but we're out probably, you know, I was going to say probably about 200 shows a year. And that's
wow.
All kinds of stuff because we go, you know, we're around the world and then we do a lot of stuff. You know, we do a lot of stuff that are, you know, these big health seminars and stuff that we do and private engagements. But I really, I said, there's why I feel much gratitude and blessed. I get to do what I love. I get to travel. I get to play music. I get to meet awesome people, and I'm telling you, we're going to make it rock. When I see you, it is going to be an awesome night.
We can't wait. Obviously,
when it comes to good time rock and roll, Terry, this is the guy right here.
It's so cool. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, well, I wanted to ask you because I'm really excited to see this. We've listened to the new single, Unbroken. And I love that you can do all these, you know, upbeat, rowdy, fun. But now you've got this song, you can bust it down and get real with everybody and talk about issues and problems that a lot of other people can relate to. Why did you and Georgia do this song?
Well, first of all, it's a song. Unbroken is about, you know, it's a very positive message out of all of us facing our storm, going through adversity and coming out, you know, staying mentally as well as physically strong through it. My youngest daughter goes to a school for music and we talked about that. You know, you can't just be beats or it can't just be this. Music is about everything. And for me, it's been therapeutic throughout my life of being a type 1 diabetic. It's got me through some of my lowest times at 5 injections a day since I've been 6 years old. And I think with this one, it really some of Poison's biggest hits were songs like Something to Believe In or I Won't Forget You or especially Every Rose Has Its Thorn, about being able to talk about those raw emotions and write about it. And I think people love to party and have a great time. But that longevity is definitely within some of the songs like this, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So this could be the new sort of theme moving forward, maybe just kind of finding positive in some tough situations again.
No doubt. And we did it, like I said, with Something to Believe In. It was
number
one song, Every Rose. It was the same thing. You take that energy and, you know, and all of us go through stuff. Whatever that stuff is, things that in our life just, you know, throw us a curve. And I was trying to teach my youngest daughter, Georgia Blue, how to adjust to that and just be positive and let's write something that shows we're stronger than the storm.
Absolutely. Very cool.
Very inspiring, Brett. Terry knows I love good lyrics, man, and you definitely have them. That's for sure.
I love you for saying that. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, man. How you feeling? I saw you on TV just a couple days ago. You look great, man. How you feeling?
I feel great. I feel great. And again, I've been through a couple things, obviously being diabetic, one of them, but through that crazy, a few years back, through that crazy subarachnoid brain hemorrhage.
Oh, man,
I was worried. I was worried about you, man.
Thank you. Yeah, I hit a couple rough patches, but I said good medical attention and especially grace of God and good medical and a positive attitude. I'm still on the really good side of the dirt and rocking.
Oh, man.
Awesome.
Well, we can all relate to that. Just keep on rocking, for sure.
Always.
Hey, I'm a big fan of Kiss since I first liked music. Saw you open for Kiss, then saw Cheap Trick open for you and Poison in Chicago. I think that was last summer. And
that's
you
right.
Whipped out a song that I love. Everybody does. I want to, you know, rock and roll all night. How did you decide, or have you guys been doing that for a long time? And might we get to hear that in Wisconsin Dells?
Yeah, you will.
Oh,
sure.
Woohoo!
I'm a Kiss fan, and like I said, I've been the really. I'll jump into that first. And
okay.
With us, we, you know, on the new one of the records prior to this. I did a Freedom of Sound and did a lot of stuff jamming with friends, and it was all kinds of people on it, from Leonard Skinner to Joe Perry, from Aerosmith to Phil Collins from Def Leppard, and all these different people were on the record. But one of the songs we redid for a movie soundtrack was Rock and Roll All Night, and it just is it's a great song. At the end of the night, we hit him with nothing but a good time. Talk to the Unskinny Bop, and then boom, we just finish up with a little. Sometimes we do Rock and Roll All Night, and it just everybody's singing along, and it just takes the party to the ultimate that ultimate climax.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is good for everybody.
It is. Jim, there you go. You always like to call the ends of our games happy endings. There
oh
you
man,
go.
I was at a
yeah.
I was at a party. I saw Poison with Damn Yankees here in Madison one time. It was fantastic, bro. You guys had, you know what I remember? You guys, you had a giant neon boot when you did Unskitty Bop, and it would like tap.
Yeah, it was. We brought out that the whole laser light production too, and had the laser. The girls came down as lasers, were dancing around like the video and the boot. It was that was on, I believe, the Native Tongue tour, if I'm not mistaken, and it was. And the Damn Yankees, they were incredible. They did such a great job.
I got my admission on that one, man. That was worth every penny, buddy. That was a great show. That was a party. That was a party.
Are you playing with some of the same guys in your Brett Michaels band that you've been playing with? And in particular, if it's all right, I want to ask you if Mr. Joswick is still on the keys with you.
Absolutely. We call him Wisconsin Robbie.
You got it. He's from Appleton, the Appleton area. Yeah.
Yeah, Robbie's always been from the beginning till now. And then we have Eric Brittenham from Cinderella's on the bass.
Ooh.
And we got Pete Evick on guitar and Mike Bailey on the drums. And we are, again, as much as it's considered a solo band, really, it's the us as a band, as the Brett Michaels band. Mm-hmm. We are amazingly great friends. Long before we ever started doing this together, we've been friends.
That's good.
And but to go out on the road and be around people that you like, people you admire, and they're incredible musicians, but they bring a high energy and no bad attitude, and that's a good day.
Oh, we want no bad attitude for sure. And I got to tell you, this will make sense. I met Rob, as you call him, Wisconsin Rob. I met him at a Badgers game.
Absolutely.
Isn't that funny?
Which, by the way, it's about that time of year. I'm a sports fanatic.
Yes, you are.
From rumors, I'm going to rumor this today. looks like I'm kicking off. Also, I know we're a little north on you on this, or just slightly. I won't give exact direction, but I won't curse it. But I'm kicking off one of the NFL games in your area for the big party. But I'm not gonna curse this one and say anything. I won't mention anything. Since it could put some blood in the water. So.
I know where he's going with this.
Oh, no. Because I was going to say, I know Green Bay loves you, but it's not Green Bay, is it?
I would love to, and I love, you know, Green Bay. We just did the Brown County Arena.
Oh.
Michael's band and sold it out really quickly, and it was amazing. But I might just be slightly north.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But it's going to be fun. But we're going to concentrate on we're going to concentrate on this show on August
18th. Yeah. You know, I'm sure you always have a goal when you go into a show, you know, that you want to have fun. You want to have the band have fun. You want to have the fans have fun. But what is that feeling that you want people to walk away with that makes them want to see you time and time again?
That's an amazingly great question. And what it is for me, I want them to leave there with this amazing feeling that they had an incredible night, but it also touched them. Like the other day, we were in a big music festival in Pennsylvania, and as much as they had the most amazing time, a lot of what we talked about was unbroken. Then the next person was talking about nothing but a good time, but they looked at me and said, every person in the meet and greet after the show is like, that, I just lost myself in the show. I was caught up in the moment. That's what you want. You want people going, that was an incredible party, big energy, positive energy, and they leave going, I want to go see that again. That I'm setting a date for next year, and I'm going to go party and see that again.
That's so great.
Yep.
Wow. Jim, anything else you want to ask?
I looked at Brett's resume earlier this morning.
Oh boy.
I'm just glad you had time to talk to us this morning, man. You were one busy dude. You were one busy guy.
Yeah, and you don't stop either. I mean, you stopped enough time to write a couple of songs, and you're just back out jamming. Man, oh, man.
I love it. Again, I want to say this gratitude to you and my gratitude for the fans, three generations. I truly am one of those guys, and I mean this. I still love what I do. I love that I got the opportunity to do it. I work really hard at it. And I want to take one moment also not to leave out my oldest daughter, Rain Michaels, or Rain Elizabeth.
Yeah.
She is now one of the sports, she made the Sports Illustrated, the swimsuit edition this year.
Ooh.
I say that as a, and I say this proud to support her. It's a beautiful, I teach my kids to be smart, be protective, I'm very protective as a dad. But she's going to school to be a sports journalist and do broadcast as well as music. And she tried out for this, and they asked her to try out, and she ended up being in the magazine. So I'm proud of her for accomplishing. And it's sports, and it's classy, so it was a win-win.
Wow. But now, Dad, you got to watch out for all this stuff.
This is my comeuppance.
It's got to be hard, Brett, to be a dad, because we know better than anybody how boys are.
You know? Oh, you boys. Yeah,
it's got to be some stress there, man.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you must be really proud of your kids, too, obviously.
I am. And I said, both of them amazing. Again, as a dad, you're proud and you're protective, but they're amazing kids, and I'm just really proud for them. And like I said, my youngest daughter writing a song and the lyrics and sitting there writing the music with me on Unbroken. It just, it's a good, I say this for whatever it is as a parent, it's great bonding without forcing it. It just kind of naturally happens. And then I have a ranch, so we go out and we ride the dirt bikes and the go-karts and those things that I call them special moments. You know what I mean?
You scared the crap out of Sammy Hagar doing that. I saw that on his show.
Oh, my God. We were laughing. I'll make this so quick.
No, that's all right.
We were laughing so hard.
Yeah.
I said, Sammy, come on. Let's do something. It's probably never been done.
Yep.
Let's get on one of these sand rail dune buggy carts. Let's haul butt. And I'll drive and play the harmonica. We'll have you playing guitar on Your Mama Don't Dance. And Pete, my guitar player, was holding on. How he didn't fall off of that. And ahead of you in real life is the camera guy on a golf cart trying to film us. And there, and Sammy's blocking my face. Mm-hmm. I can't see anything. We were laughing. When we got done with that, we couldn't stop. We were laughing so hard for probably an hour out of the ridiculous fun we had doing it.
Honestly, and watching it, I think I was almost in tears. I was laughing so hard at you guys. That was real fun. That you could not have staged in any way. That was real.
Trust me. And if you've ever seen any of my acting, I can't stage anything. Put it this way. I'm good at reality TV. My acting is not going to put De Niro lot of work.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you know, Brett, they have a few go-karts in Wisconsin Dells. So, hey, I'm just saying, man.
I know they do. I say we all go out there and go at it.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm game.
I think that would be really fun. Yeah. And Jim likes his racing. So
yeah, let's
out.
Do it, man. I would love that. I would love
consider
that.
It done.
Oh,
all right.
If we can make it happen and we are there, we will find time to get to one of the tracks and just rip it up.
Oh, my
game
God.
Game on, people.
Game on, Brett. That
would be game on.
We can't wait to see you, man. This is going to be so much fun. This is going to be so much fun.
Thank you so much. And again, to you, the fans, everybody, we are going to make this a party. It'll be a great night in our life. And I will plan on seeing you all. And we'll be up there on Friday, August 16th.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Terry, I was just saying minutes ago, I think Brett Michaels is probably a cool guy when my theory was correct.
It's always nice when
you are one cool guy.
Yeah, you don't want to be found wrong in those
kinds of
things.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
You are one cool guy.
I'm glad I did not disappoint
you.
No. Not at all.
Okay, I do have one favor. Are you used to doing any of these little quick liners like, hi, I'm Brett, you're listening to WOLXU at 80s in the Dells?
Absolutely.
Oh, would you do it?
Absolutely.
Okay, you just go when you're set. We're just recording.
And let me ask you one question.
Yeah.
It's O. Am I correct in this? OLX.
Yes.
Correct.
Yep.
WOLX.
Yeah.
Yep.
WOLX.
Yep.
And 94.9 or 94.9.
94.9.
Yeah.
Done. Here we go.
Thanks, buddy.
To all of my friends, this is Brett Michaels. I cannot wait to see you Friday, August 16th. 80s in the Dells. It is going to be a party, and you will be there with my absolute friends from 94.9 WOLX. We are about to rock your world.
Woo!
All right. Okay.
Did I get it on there?
Yeah, you true professional. Yes.
Yes, you're a pro, man.
Do you want one for you all for the show as well?
Oh, am I going to say no? Heck no. Yes, please.
All right. Here we go. Okay. And on the show, just Jim and Terry, right?
Yeah. Is that okay, Jim? Thinking,
I love it. I love it. I'm thrilled beyond belief.
Tell me
right
if now. You need something else.
No, that's perfect, man.
No.
Here we go.
Okay.
To all my friends in Wisconsin, you are listening to my friends, Jim and Terry, right here, 94.9 WOLX. They are about to rock your world. Game on. Let's rock.
Man, thank you, Brett. Thank you.
You got it.
You are awesome,
man. Okay. You are too kind. Thank you.
You are the best, man. Hey, this was a pleasure, man.
Thank you for everything, and I can't wait to see you all. You need anything from us, let me know.
You got it.
Thanks, Brett.
Back at ya. Okay. Right. See you soon.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
You too, Brett Michaels. Thank you, man.
Bye-bye.